leading Britain's conversation with Ian Dale at Drive on LBC.
It's 11 minutes to five here on LBC. We're going to be talking about the bombing in the car bomb in Kabul that killed 80 people after five. But we'll take more of your calls on the election and the YouGov poll in just a minute. Are we heading for a hung parliament? 0345 6060 973. But first, let's cross live to Washington and talk to Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Simon, I want to talk to you about Donald Trump and climate change, but you've got some breaking news.
Yes, bit of breaking news here that we just learnt about within the last minute, Ian. The Secret Service has announced that an individual has been arrested at the Trump International Hotel. That's the International Hotel blocks from the White House, the former old post office in the middle of Washington, D.C. Agents and officers recovered a semi-automatic assault-style rifle and a handgun in the individual's vehicle. They were alerted to the presence of this individual in or near the hotel by a concerned citizen and security staff at Trump International Hotel. They say at no time were any members of the Secret Service at risk. This investigation is new and ongoing. But a man from Pennsylvania, identified as Brian Moles, has been arrested by police officers for illegal possession of firearms. It is not clear to me if those firearms were found inside the Trump International Hotel or in a vehicle outside it. But either way, that's breaking news that we've just learnt from the Secret Service of someone with a fairly substantial cache of firearms not far from the White House.
Now, Donald Trump has announced, well, he actually hasn't announced yet, but he's thought to be about to announce that he's going to withdraw from the Paris Climate Change Accords. Why is that big news?
Yes, well, I mean, never has news that hasn't actually happened elicited such a reaction here in Washington, D.C. My email inbox now filled with press releases from various interest groups on the issues of climate change and environmentalism, some of them decrying Donald Trump for what well-informed news reports insist is his decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Change Accords. He says himself that he's not going to be making any announcement for the next few days. We think there's going to be an announcement coming, as he put it, in a few days' time. And certainly a withdrawal from the Paris Climate Change Accords would be in keeping with the general philosophy of a man who has appointed climate change skeptics to senior positions within his government, a man who wants to undo as much of President Barack Obama's political and environmental legacy as possible, and a man who seems to want to send a message to the wider world that he is pursuing an increasingly isolationist path. But White House officials have been pushing back against anonymous leaks to media here, saying that no, the president hasn't made his mind up yet. He's having meetings on this very subject at the White House, they insist, today. He will make the announcement when he is ready to make it. But certainly the environmental community absolutely now braced for a decision by Donald Trump to withdraw from those climate change accords. And were he not to withdraw from them, he would have to face the music from some of his own supporters, because, of course, on the campaign trail, he made his hostility towards the Paris Accords generally and climate change science specifically very apparent during last year's election campaign.
Well as facing the music, would he have to face Covfefe?
Well, we can only hope that at some point he will have to face Covfefe. For the uninitiated, Donald Trump appears to have fallen asleep last night in mid-tweet. Twitter's interruptus, you might describe it as. Yes, exactly. Who among us hasn't suffered from a nasty case of Twitter's interruptus? He was excoriating the media for their negative press, and he appeared to seem to be planning to write the word coverage. but instead he wrote the word covfefe, at which point he never finished the thought, seems to have fallen asleep, woke up this morning, realised that this had become a huge internet meme overnight, deleted the original tweet, like that was going to do anything at this stage, and then jokingly challenged the rest of the world to decide exactly what he meant by covfefe. So, Donald Trump's Twitter account getting him into a different kind of trouble this time around.
Well, I hope you never suffer from Twitter's interrupters. Mrs. Marks would not be impressed, would she, Simon? Thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Always get the last word, don't I?